It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
There was vengeance in the air in Boston Spa on Saturday, September 8th, and it's time to clear the air right now here on The Interface. Hi, everybody. Joey LaRocque joining you once again. And, of course, I'm talking about Vengeful to the Core, IYFW's most recent event back on September 8th in Boston Spa, New York. I got to say, it was great being back at the Boston Area Community Center. The fans there, they didn't forget about us. We didn't forget about them. It was an electric evening, to say the least. It's like we just had our previous event in Boston Spa, St. Patrick's Day Massacre, a few weeks before. Nothing had changed. It was fantastic. And it was a great night of action, so let's start talking about it right now. The event started out with a farewell address from Michael Anthony. He came out to say goodbye and thank you to all the great fans and IYFW for everything that they have done for him, and IYFW definitely showed its appreciation. Many of the wrestlers came out to ringside to wish their respect and thanks to him as well. I gotta say, folks, Michael Anthony has been a tremendous addition to In Your Face Wrestling. He was on the very first IYFW event back in November of 2007. Maybe a little known fact out there, but he was on it. He had a different name at the time, but he wrestled at the very first show. He went away for some time, came back as an official, a referee, did a great job at that, and then he created one of the most entertaining characters ever in IYFW history. And we all say thank you very much, Michael Anthony, for all your contributions and everything you've done to help IYFW, and we wish you the best. It would now be time for our opening contest to take place, a tag team match between Matt Milan and Jordan Lennox, collectively known as Varsity Blues, against the team, I guess you might call them the Super Troopers, Super Beast, and Super Cop Dick Justice. A great opening tag team match, and the much larger tag team of Justice and Super Beast got the victory in that matchup. And due to the fact that the NWA North American Tag Team Champions, the Rochester Wrecking Crew, were not able to compete at Vengeful to the Core, Dick Justice and Super Beast were given the shot at the In Your Face Wrestling Tag Team Champions Pure Dynamite later on that night. Then it would be time for four-way free-for-all action to name the next number one contender to the IYFW New Breed title. And Loverboy Ricky Williams would come out and get the victory in this matchup. Liam McFerrin, the current champion, of course, was watching from ringside. But in this contest, there was actually a double pin. Good Lord Willing pinned Shiloh Robinson. At the same time, Loverboy pinned Viper. And I gotta give it to referee Dan Roberts here. He kept great track of the match. He remembered who the legal man was. He remembered it was Loverboy and Viper, and Loverboy got the victory, and that match has been signed to take place on Saturday, November 3rd at IYFW's anniversary show. It would be time for the rematch from Memories Moments of Mayhem, women's wrestling coming to Boston Spa, New York for the first time. Mistress Belmont taking on Barbie, and Barbie would get the win that night. She would even up the score, you might say, 1-1. But it wasn't too long after that match was over, Mistress Belmont was talking to IYFW management. She wants match number 3. She wants the rubber match. She wants to have that decisive match to figure out who the better lady is. And as I understand, IYFW management is negotiating that match to hopefully bring it to you in the very near future. Next up would be six-man tag team action as the Millennium Millionaire Scott Scarsdale brought his two prospects to Blood Money to the ring. And who would those men be? Megastar Michael Monroe and the mighty Franz Roddy. I'd stated in the previous interface that Scott Scarsdale brought two men to the ring that had personal issues with each other, but because Scarsdale had paid them a good amount of money, he figured they could put their differences aside and focus on the common enemy. In this matchup, their opponents would be the team of the Dark Pony J.P. Black, Capital Region Wrestling veteran Chip Stetson, and the Force from the North, Vigo. But the animosity between Monroe and Roddy turned out to be the deciding factor, as Monroe literally pushed the Mighty One right into the arms of Vigo, who put him down and pinned him 1-2-3. Michael Monroe and Franz Roddy, obviously not a very good investment on behalf of Scott Scarsdale. Neither one of these men are now a part of Blood Money. But we definitely saw a much more aggressive side of Vigo in this contest, still showing that frustration from not winning the championship back in July and being suspended from the previous event, the Coronation Cup Show. Then it will be time for the Savage Wolves to take on Team RPG. The backstory on this one, very simple. CJ Scott had gone to management and arranged this match to take place, and if his brother Damon got the victory, he'd get a contract with IYFW. A very, very weird scenario to be happening because of all the animosity we had seen between these two men over the past 6 months. The match took place, but Damon Ravage decided to give a little back to CJ in that contest as he delivered a kick to him that allowed RPG to hit a team finisher and get the victory on the Wolf. After the match was over, Damon would reveal that he knew the plot was in place. He knew there was a ruse being instigated by CJ. CJ had given him page 1 of 2 of an email he got from management, which did explain, Damon 1, you get a contract. But what CJ did not show him, and that Damon found out, was page 2. And on page 2 it stated that if Damon lost the match, he'd be barred from IYFW forever. Damon figured that CJ screwed him over once, he would definitely do it again, and he decided to get to his brother before he could get to him. And then Damon Ravage revealed that he had already negotiated a new contract with In Your Face Wrestling. He already had it going into this match, definitely pulling the wool over the eyes, if you will, of the wolf. We should be hearing comments from CJ Scott very soon here at this website concerning his brother, Damon Ravage. But a side note here, probably something to keep in mind, that was another victory for Team RPG. They are 3-0, and they're already looking for their shot at the In Your Face Wrestling Tag Team Championships. One-on-one action would take place as The Pillar Roman Dominguez would take on Jamar Magic Justice. The Pillar, of course, showing a huge chip on his shoulder, stating that he deserved the title match that night against Pierre Vachon, but it was not going to happen. Instead, The Pillar decided to put all his frustration in on Jamar, decimating his left leg in the process and taking him out with the Grievance. We're trying to get an update on Jamar's leg to see if he'll be able to compete on November 3rd's anniversary show. But The Pillar Roman Dominguez definitely showing that he is ready once again to keep his spot and to go after the IYFW Championship. It would now be time for the tag team title match to take place. Pure Dynamite defending against Super Beast and Super Cop Dick Justice. And this would be the first title defense of Pure Dynamite as champions and the first time they'd be facing an opponent without Michael Anthony by their side. But I gotta hand it to Pure Dynamite. They'd show themselves to be viable champions, overcame insurmountable odds, and were able to retain the titles over the much larger opponents. There was no animosity, thankfully, no malicious intent between these two teams. There was a good straight-up matchup, and Pure Dynamite proved themselves to be great tag team champions. And now, let's talk about the main event. Drake Evans, the 2012 Coronation Cup winner, taking on Pierre the Beast Vachon for the IYFW Championship. You know the history behind this one, folks, and it was everything we thought it would be. But Roman Dominguez and Vigo got a much different perspective of this one as they were watching this contest from different angles from ringside. Well, unfortunately, referee Tony Constantino, who had just been cleared to referee after suffering a concussion back in July at Can't Tread on Us, got sandwiched between Vachon and Evans and went down. Evans, though, had Vachon in a position to get the pinfall, but Roman and Vigo's frustration on the floor got the best of them and started fighting on the floor. Evans went out to try to break it up, but he got pulled right into the fight, and Pierre Vachon joined in as well, all four men battling on the floor. The referee came to, saw what was happening, and called for the bell. A no contest would be decided, and it seemed like once again we would not get anything settled, but then we would see. The Minister of Wrestling Operations, Max Burden, make his presence known. He was not scheduled to come out at all, but he definitely came out to make a proclamation that he had been giving emergency executive power to finally settle it. And he made the match for November 3rd's anniversary show, Season 6 Endgame. It would be, as he called it, the final four-way. All four men will be in the ring at the same time. There will be no disqualifications. There will be no countouts. The title's on the line. Two referees will be assigned, and it's one fall, not elimination. And as he pointed out, that means Vachon does not have to be pinned or submit to lose the championship. But also, he made a very interesting point. Whoever wins is the IYFW champion, but the other three men will never get another shot at the title as long as whoever wins that title holds it in that contest. Well, that's got to settle it. That's got to finally do it. On November 3rd, we will finally have an answer. Pierre Vachon, Vigo, Roman Dominguez, and Drake Evans. Who will be the victor? Who will come out the undisputed In Your Face Wrestling champion? You can get your tickets right here, folks, at iwifewrestling.com. Well, like I said before at the beginning, it was an incredible night of action in Boston Spa. We thank the great fans for that area, and we hope to see them all there on November 3rd. Coming soon here to the interface, I'll try to get more information about the Season 6 Endgame, and I'll have finally confirmations about the Right to Fight match. For iWifeWrestling.com and the interface, this is Joey LaRocque.